Good evening, my friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, this is one of my favorite times of the week because I come here and we can touch each other and really have fun with one another. And so tonight, we're going to be working again on a key past life session. What was your key past life that made such a big difference to your lifetime now? On line one, Kathleen from Ohio. Kathleen, can you hear me? Hi, Kathleen.
Yes, I can. Yes, I was just wondering if you had any information that could help me.
Well, I think anytime we get information, it's a help, isn't it?
I hope so.
And so I'm looking. The voice travels, and you're speaking to me, and I am following your voice.
Yes.
And as I follow your voice, I can see your body. And as I look at your body, there is an energy flow around the body that I can enter into and see a past lifetime. And one of the past lifetimes that I see, you were a nun in a past lifetime.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you say, oh, my goodness, but you see, there's a section of you, you might say, that has great patience and love of people, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
You love people. You love the planet. That comes from this past life.
And helping people.
And helping people.
Yes.
That comes out of your love. And when you send forth this love, it after interacts with people. As a matter of fact, I can see your love leaving your body and reaching the person that it was directed to. And it is like it bathes this individual into this pink light, this pink light of love. And it's a beautiful thing to see. Perhaps you might be able to tune into that sometime and see it. Because I think if you could see this, what were you going to say?
I can feel the energy of love all around me most of the time. Right now, it's just vibrating intensely.
Indeed, it is. And those that are next to you feel that vibration. And those people that you are sending it to feel that vibration also. It's quite remarkable. And we have something at the 2012countdown.com that's a key past life session. And the advantage about going there and purchasing that is you actually take a foot and put it into that past lifetime. You actually feel it and you come away with a lesson. And so I would suggest to you and anybody else who might be interested in it, Kathleen, is to work with that because you could get an awful lot from it. I hope this little mini reading helped you. The key past life session that we're talking about is not a mini reading, but rather it is very involved and you actually, as I said, put a foot into that lifetime. You actually see yourself into that lifetime and what you looked like, what it felt like. It's quite remarkable.
Could you tell me about how long ago this was?
How long ago that you were a nun?
Yes.
How long ago? Let me look and see if I can get that answer for you.
Okay.
It was some time ago. It was before the Inquisition, and it was in Spain.
Oh, my.
I see this
okay.
brown soil in Spain. Do you feel a connection to that when I tell you?
I've been reading a lot about the Templars, and I've been reading about the Inquisition and stuff like that, and so it doesn't surprise me that that would come up now.
That's why you're being drawn to that. You lived it, my dear. That's why you're drawn to it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Good.
And I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thanks.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Now, on line two, we have Cynthia from Long Beach. Good evening, Cynthia.
Hello, Carolyn. Good evening.
How are you? Good evening,
dear.
Very
happy.
Am I happy? Or you say, are you happy?
Both of us.
Yeah, I hope both of us are happy. That would be a good thing.
Last week, you told me I was a Lakota Sioux. I failed to ask you my name and whether or not I was a man or a woman. I'm asking you this now.
I told you what. Well, hold it, sweetie. I told you what? Repeat that, because I didn't hear what you said.
That I was a Lakota Sioux Indian?
Oh, the Lakota Sioux, yes.
Yeah, but I failed to ask what my name was and whether or not I was a man or a woman.
I'm looking at that life. You were male, and you were what would be considered a medicine man. I see you dancing around a fire. It was bright.
Is there a name?
A name?
A name I had?
Okay, let me see if I can find it, because names are harder to find. Well, it was in the Sioux language, which is hard for me to get, but it meant bird, because there was an essence of your soul that flew, that had the freedom. I can see the essence of your soul flying high above the clouds. You had that ability. You could send a portion of your consciousness out into the cosmos, and that's what I'm seeing right now. It's quite remarkable. And the name, as I said, it was bird, but it was in the Sioux language, which I can't get right at the moment. It's hard for me to get another language.
I saw Chief Golden Light Eagle on YouTube today, and that's why I wanted to find out my name, because I wish to contact the Sioux tribe and present myself to them and become more acquainted with this tribe. So I thought it would be wise to tell them who I was so they will know me.
Well, I think it's a good idea. And what you might also want to do is to actually get into that lifetime. Go to the 2012countdown.com site and go into the Key Past Life session. It is 2:45, and you can actually be there. You can actually participate into that lifetime. But yes, I see you,
dear. Yes, Carolyn. I saw that today.
Good.
I will look up the translation of that in Sioux. I will look up the word for bird.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, Carolyn. And I will make it an effort to have a past life reading with you in the future. I promise. This is important.
I think it would be, darling.
I send my love to you and Richard.
And we send our love to you.
Namaste.
Namaste. We'll go to line three. Kevin from Ontario, Canada. Hi, Kevin.
Thank you so much for this great opportunity.
I'm following your voice, Kevin.
Thank you. Yep, I'm here in Toronto, so I thank you and much love to the cherubim and you and Richard today.
Well, you know, consciousness is instantaneous. We can go wherever we wish instantaneously, whether it's in Canada or Australia or some other place.
Yes.
And as I follow your voice, I'm peering down into your physical form.
Okay.
You've had a lot of lifetimes on Earth. Your soul sent forth a finger of consciousness many times to the planet Earth because your monad has the desire to bring forth what we would call a golden age. You've always been on the brink of a golden age, Kevin. And your finger of consciousness has come down to this planet again to help bring in a golden age. So I hope this time humanity makes it, that we get to participate in that golden age, and you can participate in it this time. It is something that we are all looking forward to.
Is there a particular lifetime that I should know about that will help me to bring this forward?
What I'm seeing is an ancient lifetime. Very ancient. You were one of the first group of souls that answered the call to come to Earth and populate it. It was quite remarkable. The planet was beautiful and pristine. And I know that you would like to participate in that again.
Yes, very much so.
Yes. Anyway, you probably heard what we told the last individual.
Yes, I did. I related to that as well. Yes.
Well, I would suggest if you were able to order a key past life session for yourself and participate in that lifetime, actually feel it. When people become a part of this, they actually can, with their mind's eye, look down their body, see their clothing, the shoes that they're wearing, the colors of the garment. You have been, your soul has sent fingers of consciousness many times to Earth. You would enjoy that, seeing some of those lifetimes, Kevin, to actually place a foot into that lifetime, to actually see it and feel it. And I wish that for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kevin.
Much love to you and all on the call.
Much love to you, too. That's what it all is, isn't it? It's all about love. Let's go to line four. Carly from Colorado.
Hello, I'm listening. Carolyn.
Oh, good. Richard. You're there.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. I'm delighted to take your call.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. I would, of course, love to hear a key past life, but I'd also love to find out if there's a lifetime that is causing me the physical issues I have now.
What's the one physical issue that you're most concerned about?
The most I'm concerned about is my digestion, my elimination. That whole area. And so I'd like to know if there's any, I've called a Theta healer. I'm going to try to get a session for Theta healing because I'm just so frustrated that I'm not able to resolve this issue, and I do have some other issues too, and it seems like everything I try just don't get very far. So I'm thinking it might be something in my subconscious.
Well, a couple things to think about. One thing is bless your body and thank it. Because when you think about your body, you're not thinking of blessing it. And loving it. Your body needs to feel your love, darling.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking of your body, and you're not blessing it. You're feeling very distracted. You feel unkindly towards your body, like it has let you down, don't you?
Well, I suppose I also send love and gratitude to different parts of my body where I'm having problems. But, maybe I'm not doing it correctly or enough.
Well, in the morning when you wake up, send your body love and intend that love continue all day long. In other words, you can't think of your body all day long and send it love, but you can intend that this happen on another level, on another plane.
Okay.
And let me know how that goes with you, because your body really wants you to bless it. It wants you to feel comfortable in your skin, so to say.
Yes.
Your body was formed as your soul was coming to earth. It was being formed in your mother's womb. And I'm looking at that now, at that point in time. Did your mother want to be pregnant at that time?
You know, I don't know. I heard one time from a reader that my mother never should have had children, but she had four, and I was the second one. And she used the rhythm method, so I guess that maybe she didn't want children, but she went ahead and had them. She was Catholic and thought, I'm sure, that she should have children. Does it look like she didn't want me?
I agree for you, darling. It is so sad to feel that your mom didn't want you. That is one of the most basic connections in life between a child and their mom.
Yes.
What I would suggest that you do, you don't understand everything that your mom went through and what she felt at the time. Is she living?
No.
I'm going to call forth your mother's soul.
Oh.
I'm going to call forth her soul.
Wow.
And when her soul is here, I want you. She's already here.
Wow.
And she is telling me that you can call her soul anytime and she will come and work with you directly. Your mom loves you. She's looking at this from the other side right now. And she loves you dearly. Call on her, not just on this call, but like when you're not on this call.
Yes.
Just call her forth.
I will do that.
You will feel her love. I think if you felt her love and she felt yours, it would be a great healing modality going on. It's what you need right now. Actually, it's what she needs. Do you meditate?
Really? Yes. During
meditation, call her forth and speak to her and tell her that you forgive her for everything and ask her if she will forgive you. Forgiveness now is what the two of you need.
That's something I never, never expected. Well, thank you so much for that.
Yes, you can call her forth, dear one. And
thank you so much, Marilyn.
Yes.
Yes.
And if you heard what I said to The others, you can go to the 2012countdown.com and order a Key Past Life session, because what I do in those, I literally take the people to that session, and you put your foot into that lifetime, and you can see yourself as that individual, and you can go through what life was like then. So think about that. I think it would be very helpful to you.
I will think about that. I was looking at that today, actually.
And, you were looking at it today?
See?
Good.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, if you can do it, order one. I think you'd find it very worthwhile. Good evening to you, darling.
Thank you. Bless you.
You're welcome. And so, on line one is Nancy from California. Good evening, Nancy.
Good evening, Carolyn. How are you?
We're wonderful. And you?
Great. Doing great. I would love a past life reading, something that pertains to my life now.
You're another one where your monad has sent a lot of fingers of consciousness to Earth. It has been on Earth many times. As a matter of fact, do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
During meditation, connect with your monad.
Okay.
Right now, have you connected with it? Let's try this right now. Connect with your monad if you can, and tell me what you feel.
I almost feel like light. I feel not solid for some reason.
Well, that's how it would feel. It wouldn't feel real solid. But you have connected with it. And one of the things, though, that you should feel when you connect with it is the love. It has a very great love for you. And I think you would benefit from this love. You need love, don't you?
Yes, I need love. I like to give love.
You're all about love. You know how important love is. Was there a time in your life when you felt deprived of love?
Yes, yes.
Tell me about that.
There were times when I felt people didn't understand me, and I felt abandoned. When I was young, I almost felt like I was ridiculed, and this is more from my peer group. That I wasn't loved. It wasn't so much for my family.
Mm-hmm. People didn't understand you because you were operating on a different wavelength. You had this great purity of soul. It was hard for people, especially young people, to understand this. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
So how do you feel today? Do you have the same situation occurring today?
No, actually, I feel very loved. I feel, but it's love from above. I always feel loved. And so I don't so much think of that.
Do you know what a gift that is, that you feel that love? There's very few people that feel that kind of love, and here you are sitting in the middle of it, feeling that love all around you. It's a wonderful thing, dear one. So, there's somebody here that wants to talk to you. Is your mom on the other side?
Yes.
She has come to tell you how much she loved you when you were conceived. And what she is saying is she truly wanted you. How about your father? Did you feel that way from your father?
No, I didn't know my father. He abandoned us when I was an infant.
I thought that was the case because there was something there about your father that he was not participating in this family group.
Right.
What do you say we call your father in?
Okay.
I think we need to call your father in. Would you like to tell your father that you love him? Because
yes,
he's here.
Yes, I do love him. Yes, and I understand, and I don't, and I forgive you, and I forgive myself.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Can you feel his love?
Yes, I have chills all over me.
Well, when you have chills all over you, that's a sign that he's exchanging love with you. I'm so happy for you. I'm truly happy. You know, he's with you more than you realize. You do meditate, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Because he's there a lot of times when you meditate. It's just that you're not aware of it. The next time you meditate, he will be there. Call him in and see what he has to say to you, because I do believe you could hear him. You could exchange a conversation with him. I think it would do the two of you a lot of good.
Okay, I will definitely do that.
That would be good. Thank you, Dawn.
Oh, thank you so much. That was lovely. Thank you.
Did you copy down that key past life session that we have available?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
I did.
I think you would get a lot. You would get a lot of good coming from that if you ordered one. And if you're able,
okay,
do think about it.
I would love to know what monad I came from, or is there any kind of definition of that?
What was that you said about the monad?
Oh, I would love to know what monad. Are there group names or monad?
No, there's not a group name here.
Okay.
But if you concentrate on it, the next time you meditate, call it forth, so that you could feel its love. You can exchange love. But you can do that. Actually, all of us can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Call it forth and exchange love. Well, my friends who are out there listening to this, we do have time for you. We don't have anyone on the lines right now. If you want to dial in and talk to me, we'd be glad to hear from you. On line two, Celine from Oregon is on the line. Celine, can you hear? Hi, dear.
I can hear you, Carolyn. Good evening.
Good evening, sweetheart.
Yes, I'm so happy to get to speak with you, and I'd love to hear what kind of past life is influencing my life right now.
You know, we have, most of us who live here in the States have had a lifetime as an American Indian. And you had a lifetime here as an American Indian. But it wasn't a Plains Indian. You lived in a lodge in the Northeast. The Plains Indians lived in what was like a teepee. But it was too cold in the Northeast for that. And they lived in lodges. And I see you there in a lodge. And there was a fire to keep people warm because it was cold. It was up near the Susquehanna River. I don't know if you know the eastern seaboard, but if you look at the Susquehanna, call forth the Susquehanna River on a map and you'll see it, and it might stir some thoughts for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I see you there, huddled in a lodge.
So, what about Celine, that life is influential?
I didn't hear what you said. Would you repeat that?
Yeah, what about that life might be influential this time for me?
Oh, you mean while you were an Indian?
Yeah, being an Indian, what might have happened, or what? Why is it relating to now?
Because you learned cooperation in that lifetime. You learned how to cooperate with people. You lived very closely to them, to one another, and you learned how to cooperate. It was the lesson that your monad wanted you to go with, to learn cooperation. Is that helpful?
Interesting. Yes. Yes, it is helpful.
Good.
Okay.
We're going to move on, dear. We can't spend too much time, or we won't have enough time to get to everybody that calls in.
Okay. And thank you so much, Carolyn. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear. And on line one, okay, that's Melda from Alberta, Canada. Melda.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hello, sweetheart.
Carolyn, I have felt in the last 4 or 5 years a very strong connection with Grandmother Anna, Jesus's biological grandmother. Yes. And I'm wondering if you could take me back to that time when they were here approximately 2,000 years ago. And tell me what that connection is.
Better than that, I think we should call her in. What do you think?
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
We can do that.
Great.
She was very wise. Did you read anything about her?
Yes, I did. Yes. Grandmother Anna has channeled 2 books, and I have found them so meaningful to me that I've really had a hard time ever laying them down. And so, yes, she's right. I have read those books.
That's wonderful. You wanted to know what was the connection with her. Is that what you said?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
She's telling me that you were a student of hers.
Okay. Okay.
And she taught you which would be considered all of the graces. And what I mean by that is she taught you how to work in spirit. You can probably still remember that right now. When you have a loved person, that's someone that's you love, that's not next to you, do you feel that you're able to send forth a piece of your consciousness to them?
You know, that is something that I have been working on in the last few months, because I'm understanding that we can do that. So yes, the answer is that yes to that.
Yeah, that's what she worked with you, so that you could do that.
Okay. Okay.
And I would suggest that when you meditate, you call her into your meditation.
I always do.
Yeah, she worked with you in at Mount Caramel, what we would call Mount Caramel.
Right.
That is where she taught.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where she taught from.
That's right. She did. And when I had the opportunity 3 years ago, approximately a year and a half after I had read those books, to go into southern Britain and southern France. And I felt that her energy, and more than that, just the family's energy, so powerful in what I understand to be the area that they would have had one of their almost like colonies, their places that they would set up and work very hard at all throughout that whole area.
That was a Mount real Bucharest. Gift, Charlene. That was a real gift.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, real gift. Anyway, sweetheart.
Well, thank you.
You take care.
Thank you. I will.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Carolyn. Right. Bye-bye.
And online, too, is Dorothy from New Jersey. Are you there, Dorothy?
Yeah. Hi, Dorothy. Yes, this is Dorothy. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Dorothy. Good hearing your voice.
Oh, thank you.
And as I hear your voice, I'm following it to your body. And I see surrounding your body a lifetime that is important. It's a very early lifetime. I see you out in the woods, in nature.
Mm-hmm.
Working with other individuals from nature. And what you and these other individuals were doing was helping to stabilize the earth. It was during a period of time where there was a lot of instability upon the earth. You love the earth, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Do you work with Mother Earth?
I send her energy and love.
What you can do is follow that energy down to the core of the earth. There is a crystal Merkaba there. And I think if you would go down to the center of the earth and experience that, it would be a great delight for you. So the next time you meditate, think about doing that. Going down to the center, the core of the earth, and experience that crystal Merkaba that's there.
Oh my, yes.
You would gain a lot from it.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
So if you're able, do consider that past key past life session at 2012 countdown. If you can do that, I think you would enjoy it because you can literally put your foot into that lifetime that it is holding for you. Your soul takes you there, and you can actually get into that lifetime and enjoy it. You can actually see yourself there. So if you're able to do that, take a look at that.
Oh, thank you.
Good talking to you, sweetheart.
Love to you, Carolyn.
Love to you also. We're going to line one. Glenda from Texas.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Glenda.
Good evening. This is the first time I've been on your radio station, and I was drawn to come and get a reading.
Well, that's wonderful, and I'm glad that you decided to do that.
Thank you.
I'm following your beautiful voice. You have a real melody in your voice.
Thank you.
That melody that's in your voice is from the good that you have done in many of your past lifetimes. You served humanity. You served the planet. You love life, don't you?
Yes.
You're one of those beautiful souls that answered the call and came to Earth when it was being populated. And you came from a distant star in the Pleiades. Do you feel that connection? When you go out at night and you look up at the sky, do you look for the Pleiades?
No, I always thought I was from Venus.
Venus is love. You made a stop at Venus, but you also came from the Pleiades. The next time you go out, look up a star map and see where the Pleiades are and see if you can feel that connection, because you have friends there. If you could connect,
okay.
If you could connect with the Pleiades, you have friends who would send you messages, send their love. You see, you have come to Earth. They don't have to. You're doing the work for all of your friends back home, so to speak.
Okay.
So.
Do I have a past life? I was told that I was a white woman that was kidnapped by the Indians, and I feel like that has something to do with my present life.
First of all, do you think that's accurate?
I'm not sure. I really feel like it could be.
Let me see if I can see something about that. I'm seeing that that is accurate. It was true.
Okay.
But you were held in great esteem. It wasn't like you were treated poorly. You had fair skin, beautiful reddish hair, and so you were very different from them. And they held you in esteem, and they treated you well. It was not
okay.
A situation that you were abused in any way.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
I'm glad. They held you in high regard. You were different, but you had beautiful skin, beautiful hair. To them, you were like a goddess.
Wow. Thank you so very much, Carolyn.
Don't feel bad about that, dear.
Okay, I won't. You helped me so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm so glad you were helped by that. And you should
okay.
be, because, yes, they considered you something wonderful.
Oh, well, that's good. Good to know.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
you're
yes.
welcome, Darwin. In relationship to that, I would like to say to everyone that we pass through these journeys in life, and when we find out about them, many times we put a negative spin on them. When the fact is, many of these journeys happen for the benefit of our soul. Our higher self sets this up. And as a matter of fact, during meditation, what you might want to do is go to your higher self. Go on the soul level. Find out if they have any advice for you, something that you should be doing. And if you're able to order a key past life session at our 2012countdown.com site, what we will do is we will connect you with that aspect of your soul and see if there is advice that your soul has for you. We can do that. We can call in your soul and we can find out if there is anything that needs to be done. So, my friends, we have about 15 minutes on this show. And I would suggest that if you want to talk to me, call in now. Now is the time. because we're almost finished with the show. Maggie is on line 3. Oh, she dropped. I guess she got tired of waiting and she is off of the line right now. So we have room for someone else who wishes to come in and speak with us. This is the time. We're getting very close to the end of the show. Okay, Maggie's back. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Carolyn. I'm so glad you're okay. Are you feeling better?
I am. Thank you, dear. And how about you?
I am okay. I am good. I just went to a psychic fair here in Marietta, Georgia, or Roswell, Georgia, wherever I live. And I was told that I had all of these blockages that have been keeping me from moving forward to putting together my sustainable communities. So my goal in life and why we're put here is to build sustainable communities. I talked to you about this a long time ago. So I'm ready to make this happen. What is the deal? What's the blockage? Help me.
There's a blockage?
Moving forward.
Who told you there was a blockage?
Told. Well, I talked to a little psychic lady today. She was a sweetheart. And she said, you have this big, giant block. And it was between my neck and my, down to my tummy, actually, that I was feeling. And I did feel that. I was like stressed. I guess it's stress. And I'm trying to release that and make myself move forward. I've done so many things for the last several years, and nothing has happened or worked.
What are you stressed from?
No money, not bringing in the income I need, living where I'm living, just all kinds of things. Moving forward. I need to move forward.
Okay. What do you need to, what do you feel that you need to move forward? Is it money?
Money, yeah. Like a lot of us.
Why is it that you don't have money? Tell me, what do you think?
I'm not sure because I did very well in past years. I lost everything back in 2011. So I don't. Maybe I lost my self-esteem or something. Maybe I lost my
What do you do for a living?
A lot. Let's just say I'm a salesperson. I'm in real estate. I sell roofs. I'm working on sustainable living, eco communities, a lot of things. I'm all about alternate energy systems. My goal is to help us live in communities that we grow our own food. They're eco-based systems.
Well, sweetheart, I'm listening to what you're saying, and you sound scattered to me. Take one thing.
Yeah.
Concentrate on one thing instead of all these different things. It's like you're facing life from a shotgun approach. Take one thing. Concentrate on that one thing. And I'm not telling you what thing to concentrate on, but take one thing and concentrate on it and bring it forth instead of thinking of a whole bunch of a lot of things like you are, because you're confused right now. I see your energy. I'm looking at you and I see your energy and it's going in all different directions and it's diluting your results.
Mm-hmm.
So after this phone call, I want you to sit down and give some thought to which way you want to go and stick with that one thought and follow that one thought. Do you think you can do that?
I can. Yeah, I can. I just need to focus. Yes.
Yes. Focus on one thing.
Okay.
You've got so many irons in the fire.
I know.
You're burning up all these irons instead of just doing one thing.
Okay, I need one thing to bring me in income, but thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes.
Carolyn, I'm glad you're okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I am. You're Bye-bye. Welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. On line four, there's Rick from Tennessee. Rick, I think you're the first man that has joined us. The women have edged you out, huh?
I guess so. I was just waiting to the last minute, maybe get my chance.
You got your chance, sweetheart. Tell
fantastic.
Me what you want.
You sound great, Carolyn. Good to hear your
Thank
voice.
Thank you, darling. Good to hear
well,
from you.
Well, I'm interested in finding out about my past life or a past life. I don't know. I've gone to some of these regression seminars, and I just don't think I have a whole lot of past lives. None, only a couple of them came to life. So I was going
to
see if there is something.
You went to a lot of seminars and found out that you didn't have a past life.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I had one or two, but I didn't have a lot I can recall. So I was going to find out if there was something significant that I did in the past that is relevant for me in the present.
I think that's a good way to phrase it, because you have had a lot of past lives, as so many of us have. They're not all relative to the present, though, as you might understand. But one of the past lives that was very relevant to this particular life, I see you as what I would call a holy man on a mountain. It's like you dropped off from humanity for a while and learned how to live peacefully. You were living in a cave. I see you in a cave, living peacefully. And what you were doing there is building up the energy of your soul. You did a lot in that lifetime. You did a lot, and it had a lot to do with what you are today. Would you consider yourself a patient man?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
That is where you learned your patience. And patience is very important. What do you do for a living, Rick?
Well, actually, I'm in sales. I'm in lighting. I'm in the lighting business.
Do you see where patience is very important in sales?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, it is.
Well,
yes.
That particular gift is in this particular lifetime working for your benefit. So you're selling lighting. I got to chuckle at that. So the light of the world is selling lighting.
Yes, brightening up the world somewhat, you know.
That's yeah. great. Are you happy with what you're doing?
Yes, I'm very happy. I've been doing it for 20 years. I got three different companies that I'm working with, so and they're all having to do with lighting. So I rep three different vendors. So
that's wonderful. You know, there aren't a lot of people that are happy with what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hasn't always been true for me, but in the last 20 years, it has been true. So
you're very blessed.
Thanks, Carolyn.
You're very blessed, Rick, to be doing something that you're happy with, because your happiness, you're talking about being a vendor for lighting, and what I want to say to you is your happiness is lighting the world.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah, because when you're That's happy, awesome. You send out those beams of light to others who are around you. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed how you make other people happy?
Yeah, a lot of people light up when I walk into the room. So if I can say that.
Yeah, we're doing a little pun there, aren't we, on the lighting?
Very, very funny, yes, yes. But yeah,
Rick?
Yeah, I give off a strong positive energy, and I've been told people feel my energy, so yeah.
Absolutely.
energy can be felt by everyone. And there are people who are not doing very well. And what I mean by that is they're not happy with themselves. They're not happy with their place in the world. And when you come on the scene and they touch your energy, it changes them. You make it a change in all the people around you. Well, my friends, we have 2 minutes. We're at the end of the show. And so the last thing I want to say to you is, if you can, go to the 2012countdown.com website and order a key past life session, because we will take you directly to that lifetime. Oh, there is a donate button. If you would like to donate to us, we would appreciate you. Hit the donate button and donate, my friends. It helps us to come back week after week. And it is time for us to leave. I have enjoyed being with you. And until next week, my friends, good night for now.